making a difference in our community. This is Coralie Jacobs. Coralie, thank you so much for being a community builder. How exactly did you end up in your current role as Senior Development Coordinator with Easter Seals?
You know what? I just sort of stumbled into it. I was working for the City of Peterborough, and I was looking for a new opportunity, and honestly, I just found it online. It wasn't something that I had a lot of investment in. I didn't have any relationships with any families with kids with physical disabilities, and the posting was really way out of my wheelhouse, but I was up for the challenge. I was looking for something new to learn about, and I wanted to feel like I was contributing. I think that's where I felt like I was spinning my wheels a little bit, and I wanted to feel like what I was doing mattered. And making a difference. And I really liked the idea of helping the community out when I was working with the city. But this is just a whole new world of being able to really feel like I'm making a difference and helping change lives.
I mean, that's so gutsy when you talk about not really having a background in fundraising or anything like that. Anyone I talk to in similar roles with different organizations, like it's a very difficult sort of unique, thing that you have to get involved in. But that is so gutsy of you just to say, hey, look, I want to make a difference and this is what I'm doing. So, I mean, congratulations. That's outstanding.
Thanks. Yeah, it translated really well for me where, I guess I was in a sales position for marketing and promotions for tourism. So I knew what it felt like to communicate with people, to find out what they wanted, to try to do better for them. This just really took it up a new level where it's not like I'm selling door to door on a product that's a tough sell. If you don't understand the need that's ongoing for these families, then I'm not doing my job well. But once you understand, this is the best and kind of easiest job ever, because what we do matters and what we do makes a huge difference in these lives. And that's sort of what Telethon is all about, right? It's helping people understand what these families need and how desperate their need is. And that's where we get to tell their stories. And that's when it gets fun.
You know, not everybody gets the opportunity to do something quite that rewarding. Is that an appropriate word to use, that this is just a really rewarding position to be in when you see everything kind of come to light?
Oh, yeah. And the relationships that I've made with the parents, right? I didn't really see that coming, but how grateful they are in the assistance that we can give to them. And then the kids, right? They just think we're Santa, right? We're another version of Santa Claus because we're sending them to camp, which is really a magical place for them. So it's a game changer, and I didn't expect that. I didn't see that part coming with this job. I thought it's an event planning job. I'm a fundraiser. That'll be fine. But really, I've created so many friendships through this and relationships that will last beyond my employment with Easter Seals that I don't really work. It seems weird to say. I don't work for Easter Seals. I don't work for my CEO or my board of directors. I work for these kids, and when you lose perspective or lose motivation, they're so inspiring that it's pretty easy to get refocused.
Was there ever a time, Coralie, where you wondered or thought, is this the right move for me? Am I doing the right thing here? Do I know what I'm doing? Have you had those thoughts in the past leading into where you are today?
Oh, yeah. For the first 12 months of a fundraising job, figuring out what your job is, how to do it, how maybe you can insert your personal touches into each event to make them better. And then I have a local district council that we work together as a team, and we're constantly challenging each other to be better, do better, raise the bar, raise more money, raise awareness. The first year I literally said to my boss, I don't know. I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I'm good at it. I don't know how this is going to go. But for whatever reason, the pieces have fallen into place for me, and the events that we host locally and within our region are so successful that's the fun part. That's what I get a kick out of. And I mean, it's a really fun thing to celebrate the successes, and then being able to go to camp and see the kids there, that's when it all comes through.
You can listen to all of our Community Builders interviews right here on ptbotoday.ca.